My name is Rebecca Elowen, and I am a pastoral counselor. I was a teacher for 11 to 12 years, and I taught, well, grades from 4th grade up to 10th grade. Then I was called to ministry, and I wanted to do a different kind of ministry from teaching, and I think I was called to do a different kind of ministry, and went to seminary, and that's when I met my husband. So after 10 years in the parish, then I came out to California. I wanted to work with people who wanted to change, and so I began studying psychology, did another master's, and am now a pastoral counselor. My diagnosis was dissociative identity disorder, which is in short called DID, and formerly called multiple personality disorder, and post-traumatic stress disorder. The first treatment, significant treatment, was when I was in the parish and newly married and then got two children, and I was in a totally different denomination. I needed help with marriage and dealing with everything. One of the requirements to become a therapist is to do child abuse workshops. And so I registered for one in my first year and second semester. And it was very difficult. It was supposed to be. But I had to leave the room several times and sit on the stair landing. It was eye-opening for me. And after that, and one of the people who led the workshop, I ultimately worked with for about 15 years as a therapist, Dr. Patrick Gannon, who was marvelous. As I began to work with Dr. Gannon, he would ask me questions, and there was a day, a session that I had, and there was somebody else there, I mean, besides me and Dr. Gannon. Somebody else was answering questions, and I didn't know what that was to begin with, and there were several. I know now, alters, or personalities, they're really parts. An alter is a part of myself that emerges in order to deal with some trauma that's happening. And that's wonderful and life-saving for the host. It was for me. If that hadn't happened, I probably wouldn't have lived through my childhood. I can't imagine how I could have. So it was in probably the first year of therapy that came up. And then we both knew what we were dealing with better than we did before. And then we started defining the communication system inside so alters could talk with each other and talk to me, and ultimately they talked with Patrick. They talked with my sons and my husband too, but not in therapy, obviously. As they came up, they were most emotional the first time they presented themselves, emerged into the open, so to speak, so that they had an actual voice. And that was something they had never had before. They simply came up before in trauma and got me through whatever was happening. But they didn't know I didn't know whether they talked to each other. But anyhow, that was what we taught them, how to relate to each other, that they knew who was there, as somebody else would emerge from other memories, then, you know, we'd get them settled in with the whole system internally. And that worked remarkably well. It's a three-pronged process, really. The first is simply identifying who's there and what are their connections with what happened to us. The second part of the process is to go through representative memories. You never go through absolutely every memory. I don't know how anybody could find them all, you know, but the ones that present themselves usually are of a type. For instance, I was abused from toddlerhood until I was 17 and left home. I graduated from high school and I was gone. In that time, there were very specific different kinds of abuse, and different alters would come up for those different kinds of abuse. And there was a 3-year period from 5 to 7, 5, 6, and 7 years old that my father was involved. Maybe he was involved for a longer time, I don't know, but he was involved in those years with satanic ritual abuse. At different stages of the ritual, different altars emerged in order to get me through that stage. And so that's the second of the three prongs, first identifying and then going through those memories and letting the alters who experience them have the feelings that they had to keep in for 40 years. The third thing is integrating them. When they have expressed the feelings and have had psychological healing, spiritual healing, when they have been heard and cared for, then they're no longer needed. And so they can integrate into myself. I find that in my work with clients that whenever I work with dissociatives, and I never have more than 3 dissociative clients at a time, it's way too much work to have more for me. I don't know what it would be for anybody else, but I always tell them that I was dissociative and that I am integrated now, and they can see from how I present myself that I'm happy and seem together. And it seems to have the effect of reassuring them that they can get through this. And in fact, the prognosis is the end result of the therapy can be very positive. They can heal. I would say I have healed from this.